tonight. Guaranteed, I shall be brief. Really. Jesus makes a statement while he was on planet Earth. And when we read it at a glance, we may think it's challenging. We may be going through some things. We may think it's challenging. But remember, don't ever forget, when we are baptized into Christ, God sends His Holy Spirit to enable and to empower us to be faithful, committed, loyal, dedicated sons and daughters. Amen. That's our Father sending the Holy Spirit. Now, believe it or not, it's easier. You know where I'm going now, don't you? It's easier to go to heaven than it is to go to hell. That's it. Easier to go to heaven than it is to go that other place. I got two scriptures to prove it. And Jesus and his Father are both involved in the two scriptures that you know from memory. We're going to be in Matthew chapter 11. And then we're going from there to the book of Hebrews. I believe it's about chapter 6. Easier to go to heaven than to go to hell. Matthew. Chapter 11. The verse is 27. The verse is 27. Jesus spoke a number of parables here, but you can read that at your leisure. Look what he says in verse 27, chapter 11, verse 27. The first two words. In my Bible, they say, Jesus says, talking to a crowd, all things. What does that leave out? All things are what? All things are delivered unto me by my Father. Stay with me. No man knoweth the Son like the Father does, but the Father. Neither knoweth any man the Father like the Son does. And he to whomsoever the Son will reveal him. Nobody knows my Father like I know my Father. And those whom I reveal my Father to, you know him better than folk I don't reveal my Father to. So what we know is what Jesus tells us. Watch what he tells us. We've read it betimes. And when I read this scripture, you know, we can read the scriptures and get and understand it for years. And then keep reading and understand it even more years later. We can even quote it from memory. Watch it now, church. All things are delivered unto me of my Father, and no man knoweth the Son but the Father, and no man knoweth any man does not know. No man knows, in other words, no man knows my Father the way I know my Father. And he to whomsoever the Son will reveal the Father. I know my Father better than anyone. And I will reveal my Father and what he had in mind for humanity as much as I choose. Therefore, with this assurance that I know my Father, I know what he has in store for you, I know the help that he gives you through, and will be giving you rather, through, because we've read Acts chapter 2, through the Holy Spirit. That's what he's sharing with us. But the Father knoweth, but the Father neither knoweth any man except the Son. And the Son will do what? Reveal him to you. Therefore, since I know my Father, and I know what my Father has in mind for you, I know what my Father is going to give you, the Holy Spirit, come unto me. Isn't that simple? Just follow me. Do what I command you to do, and you're home free. Come unto me, all you that are challenged, all you that you're having unprecedented difficulties, heavy laden, I might give you good possibility. I will give you. Watch what he says. I will give you peace, rest. Come unto me. I know my Father. I know me. My Father knows me. He has sent me on a mission. Come unto me. I've come here to help you. Take my yoke upon you. Do what I command you to do. And learn of me. And when you do, you're going to discover I am what? I am meek and low. And I can, what else can I do? I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall, not may, might, good possibility, will, you shall find rest unto your souls. And as I continue to read this and the other verse I'm going to give you, it's easier going to heaven. It might take us a minute to believe that it is to go to hell. Let's conclude this verse. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest unto your souls. Now, is Jesus telling the truth in that last part of that verse? You shall find rest. You and soul, he wraps it up. We are spiritual beings. So, you and soul, you shall find rest unto your soul. Since I'm telling you this, my instructions. Follow me. Follow me. For my yoke is what? And we say it's so difficult being Christian. It's just so hard. We sometimes convince ourselves that it's hard being a Christian. And Jesus never says that about Jesus, and he walked the same earth that we walk. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Do you believe that? Our problem, human problem, is believing what Jesus says. Because it's so far from what we think. Because of what we say I'm going through. Well, now listen to what you said. You're going through. You're not staying in it. You're going through by the power of Jesus Christ. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Now, I said I had two scriptures. Where's the next one? You're reading my mind. And you're taking my words out of my mouth, and that ain't sedentary. Come with me to the book of Hebrews. Oh, church. The chapter is 6. And I'm going to start up here at verse 12. And I'm headed somewhere. That you be not slothful, but followers of them who through faith, our forefathers, be followers of them who through faith and steadfastness or patience inherit the promises that God made to them. For when God made promise to Abraham, because he could swear by no other, he swear by himself. You've read this scripture many times. God wanted to solidify to Abraham what he had promised him, saying, surely blessings I will bless you, multiplying I will multiply you. And so, after he had patiently endured, Abraham, he obtained the promise, patiently, steadfastly, obeyed God, regardless of his situation, regardless of his circumstances. And we know about two in particular, when he offered up his son Isaac as a sacrifice, or went to offer up his son. For men truly or verily swear by the greater. We used to do it when we had our courts that believed in God. They would have you to swear. If you're a witness, they would have you to swear. Put your hand on the Bible. They've gotten beyond that. They think they are smarter than God. For men verily swear by the greater. And an oath for confirmation to them is an end of any kind of argument you may have. I declare I will do this. Wherein God, willing more abundantly to do something similar, to guarantee his promise, willing more abundantly to show unto the heirs of the promise your Bible says immutability, the unchangeableness of his promise. I'm making this promise. I'm not going to change it. No one else can change it. The immutability of his counsel. He confirmed it by an oath. That's what y'all do. That's what I'm going to do. That by two immutable or unchangeable things, God made a promise, confirmed his promise. He took an oath based upon himself, in which it was impossible, verse 18, for God to lie. We might have a strong consolation. We need not worry. We need not be concerned about any of his promises. Neither Abraham. We might have a strong consolation who have fled for refuge, for help, for shelter, to lay hold upon the hope that is set before us. Men made promises by an oath. God made promises by an oath. Come unto me, all you that labor and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Which hope we have. Is that in your Bible? We have God's promise. That's our hope. Verse 19. Which hope we have to know, believe, no doubting that God is going to do what he says. Which hope we have as an anchor of our souls. Both sure and steadfast. And which entereth into that within the veil. God. Whether the forerunner is for us entered into, are you there? Entered even Jesus, his son, made in high priest forever. After the order of Melchizedek. What is the role of the high priest? To make intercession between God and man. Let's go back to verse 18. Confirmed it by an oath, the latter part of verse 17. That by two unchangeable things in which it was impossible for God to lie, we might have a strong consolation who have fled for refuge to lay hold upon the hope set before us. The hope set before us, the hope that is an anchor for our souls. God will keep all of his promises that he has made to humanity. Is that an anchor for our souls? Is that enough for us not to doubt that when he says, give and it shall be given unto you, good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, Is that an anchor for your soul? Come unto me, all you that labor and are in difficulties, heavy laden, and I might give you rest. He doesn't use that word. I will give you rest. Church, if we are lost, I think there might even be a song about that. If we are lost, it will be nobody's fault. But whose? But mine. God goes to great length to infuse in our heart of hearts, I am your anchor in the soul. I can do all things. Nothing will happen in your life that I have not beforehand, and he says that I have not beforehand empowered you. There has no temptation taken you but such as is coming to man. But God will with the temptation give you. God will with the challenge, with the difficulty, give you a way out. You know what he did for his son? When they thought they had put him in a place he couldn't come back from? We threw with you. We got rid of you. And they did. But only four. Are you there? Only four. 3 days. And then when he came back, he said something that he never said before they killed him. He told his apostles in Matthew chapter, I have what? All church. Anybody home? Anybody know what we're talking about tonight? I have all power. Everywhere. There ain't, pardon the colloquialism, there ain't nowhere that I'm not in charge. So we need not fear. God has blessed us to be a part of his family. He has brought us in for such a time as this. This is not a big project. This is not a big project. The big project is not this. It's the folks that God wants us to share the word with. That's the challenge. Not this. This is a piece of cake for God. That's why he brought us here. I want to show you that this is not a big problem for me. I want you to concentrate on living the life that I've called you to live. And talk to your neighbor. Talk to your kinfolk. Tell them about what my son did for them. Tell the world, your friends, your neighbors, your co-workers, your kinfolks, about the offer that I'm making. Tell them how they too can make heaven that eternal home of abode. Amen. Going to heaven is easier than going to hell. Because we don't have his help. You know where I'm going with that, don't you? We don't have God's help to go to hell. But we have all of his help to go to heaven. That's my lesson tonight. And I was anxious to get here. And you don't just read the Bible and think about a whole lot of other stuff if you want to get some goodies. Because that's God talking to us. Yes. Church, realize, understand who you are. Jesus came to earth to live with humans. That's true. But Jesus knew who he was. Let us come to the point in our life where we are sure of who we are and whose we are. And there ain't nothing, but there ain't nothing that we can't do. Individually and collectively. Because God is with us. And his son never leave us and will never forsake us. Think about that. When you get so upset you want to leave the church, when you think you're too tired and you don't want to put God first, think about that. He is an empowering God. I empowered you when I brought you in. I sent my Holy Spirit to dwell in your heart, to enable and to empower you. Ain't nothing God wants us to do that we can't do. The lesson is yours. Got that off my chest. Church. Just remember who we are. Even when you get upset, even when things don't go your way, just remember who you are. God's going to see me through. God's going to see me through. Every time, God's going to see me through. And killing me ain't going to help. You've heard me say, you can't hurt me as long as I'm faithful to God. You can't hurt me. That was Paul's attitude sitting in that Roman jail. Was it not? You can't. He said, doesn't make no matter. It really doesn't matter to me what you do. You let me live, I preach the gospel. You kill me, go home and be with my Father. Oh, church, smile. Smile. Knowing that if I don't have it under control, my Father has it under control, so I'm going to be all right. All I need to do is walk, walk, walk in favor with my God. Church, let us talk to God more so that He can help us become who we are and we can understand who we are and whose we are. That's the name of the game. Once you understand who you are, Paul didn't have no words. Once Peter understood who we are, that's all right. You can hang me on a cross, but hang me upside down. I don't want to die like my Savior. I don't deserve it. Anybody on home? Oh, this is my 10-minute sermon for tonight. God bless. The lesson is yours. If you need prayer that your faith might be increased, we're here to help. We're here to help. We're going to be talking to God. We'd love to talk to Him on your behalf. You're here and you're not a child of God. You have that opportunity to go home. You left home a child of Satan. You can go home anchored in the arms of God. You heard the good news, so He sent His Son to die for you. Believe it with all of your heart. Be godly sorrowful for the sins that you've committed against Him. Acknowledge Jesus Christ as His Son and your Lord and Master. And then be buried in water baptism for the forgiveness of every sin you've ever committed. And He will do what? He will add you to His family and send His Holy Spirit to empower you to live the life that He is calling you to live. It's your choice. You decide what you want for your life. As we together stand and sing the song that's been selected.